This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, March 30th. Well, the stock market's meandering higher because we're in the not too hot, not too cold economy. And we just revised the fourth quarter GDP growth down to 2.6%. It was previously 2.7, so that's no big deal. But we're estimated to be growing about 3.2% this quarter. And that's very good news. And tomorrow's going to be a big day because we're going to get the PCE report, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index. And that's the Fed's favorite inflation indicator. And it does include owner's equivalent rent, not as high as the CPI, but it does include the housing inflation. And as soon as the data on home prices and rents starts to cool off, then inflation will cool off dramatically. And that will send the stock market soaring. So we might get that tomorrow, or we might have to wait just whenever it cools off in the CPI. But right now, we are definitely benefiting from quarter and window dressing. I can tell you that the breadth and power out there is excellent, but this is the time of year where professional managers make their portfolios extra pretty because they got to do client reviews in April. So they're basically selling their losers and adding to the ones that have strong sales and earnings. The energy outlook is great. We had an Energy Information Administration report yesterday that showed a bigger drop in crude oil inventories than the American Petroleum Industry reported. Plus, the inventory of gasoline continues to fall dramatically. So the refiners are going to be making a lot of money, and the energy companies are firming up fast. Okay. The other comment I'd have is China's definitely growing. They're reasserting their leadership in the world. They have their own little equivalent of Davos, Switzerland over in China. They want to promote peace and prosperity. Whether that's propaganda or slogans, another matter. They did get Brazil to agree to do their transactions in Chinese yuan moving forward, or Brazilian real. So they're bypassing the U.S. dollar. So things are getting very interesting. You know, the U.S. has neglected Latin America for decades. China stepped in, and now a lot of Latin American countries are embracing China. So there are economic wars out there. Now, those economic wars are very healthy, okay? And I'd rather have an economic war than another kind of war. But it's an interesting environment we're in right now. But the bottom line is it's time to grow and prosper. It's a seasonally strong time of year right now. April is a much stronger month for the stock market than March, although March is seasonally strong. And so hopefully we get our April surge. There's a lot of pension funding that goes in the market, you know, before people file their taxes, so we'll benefit from that. The only glitch is going to be the bank earnings that are going to come out in the second week of April. But in the third week of April, when our earnings come out, things will firm up a lot faster. So enjoy the rebound, everybody. You deserve it. And enjoy the springtime, because people just naturally cheer up in the spring. It's been a hard winter for a lot of people, especially in the upper Midwest and out west, where they have record snow and cold. So it's going to get better, and people get out and about more as spring arrives, and that's good for the economy. So that's it. That's your update for today. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions.